Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to MGM Radio. I am your host, Ms. Tossie, and thank you to everyone that's tuning in either now online or calling us at 917-388-4116. Or is going to listen to us later. MGM Radio is the number one show on Blog Talk Radio, and we have interviewed celebrities, everyday moms and dads, people in business, in order to inspire and share our knowledge. And today is no different. I'm so excited about our guest today, Alexandria Ali. And you know I always give our fabulous MGM introduction. And I'm so excited because, you know, she's going to be speaking at our sixth Dare to Aspire conference in Atlanta, April 8th and 9th. So make sure you grab your tickets. As I always tell everybody, go grab a pen, go grab a sheet of paper, because I know you're going to learn so much. And she's going to be dropping a whole lot of knowledge. So let me give her her fabulous introduction, then I will connect her. Okay, so Alexandria Ali is designer and owner, co-owner of F&W Style Handbags. She's a second-generation designer raised in Nigeria, and she came over here at a young age, and she was exposed to many of the colors and patterns, and in addition to architectural structures growing up. She has her bachelor's and her master's in business administration, and she decided to, you know, put her background and years of experience in the fashion industry to good use. And in 2009, F&W Style Handbags was born. Her bags are currently in over 40 stores across the United States, and they're in the Ritz-Carlton, Chateau Elan. Her bags have been carried by several celebrities, including Christina Milian, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Nene Leakes, and Portia Williams. And she has been featured in numerous magazines. And now she's going to be on the show. So let me connect her. Hold on. Hi, Alexandra. Is that you?
Yes, this is me. Wow, thank you for that introduction.
Yay, I'm so excited. And you know, I always tell people 30 minutes fly so fast, and we're so humbled and honored that you're going to join us on our show. So why don't we get into it? So, Alexandra, you know, when I read your bio, there's been a lot of interest about how you got started and how you got your bags to be in all those stores. So let's start with how you got started in the fashion industry.
Yes. Well, I got started. I've always loved fashion. My mom was a designer growing up. And like you said, I grew up in Nigeria, and she owned a huge fashion design studio where they would do contemporary clothing, but using African fabrics and things like that. So I've always been into fashion, and that's where I spent a lot of my summers, a lot of my afternoons after school was in her studio. And when we left Nigeria and we moved here, I always knew I still wanted to do something in fashion, didn't know what, so I started modeling. And it was fun. I mean, I got to meet a lot of people. I got to wear a lot of expensive clothing and carry a lot of expensive bags. And it was just an awesome experience. And I really wanted to be the next Naomi Campbell. But after a while of modeling and that didn't happen, I decided, okay, so this is ending. What next am I going to do? And when I met my husband, I showed him my sketches, showed him kind of what I did, and he said, you know, why don't we own something of our own? Why don't we start a handbag line, like these expensive handbags that you had that you couldn't afford, because I couldn't afford them even as a model. Why don't we start something but make it affordable luxury where it's still the same quality as the bags that you modeled and the things that you had, but with an affordable price tag. And that's what we did. And we started from me not knowing where to even go. I just decided I'm going to start. So that was the main thing. I started, and here we are today.
Wow, and here I love it. I love, and here you are today, just doing so much in fashion, and you know your bags are so beautiful. I mean, everybody, either now or later, just check out F&W Style. And I love the fact that you know you do have kind of a background with your mom and fashion and everything. But now tell us, like, describe how you actually market, because somebody might be sitting at home saying, okay, yeah, it's great, but how do you market your bag and who is your target audience?
Yes, so that took me a while to find. You know, when you first start and, you know, without having an actual mentor there, I had to start to create my mentors from people that I just seen online or people that I respect. And, you know, I just started having them be my mentors. So at first, when I started, I was targeting everybody. And I quickly learned that when you're targeting everybody, you're targeting nobody. So my audience started to become women that are career-driven. They're in a certain level in their career. They focus on, like, their family. They're into a social life. And they handle all of it with style, with class, and with grace. So those are my clientele. They're the ones that want a classic, beautiful, well-crafted bag, but with an attainable price. So that's who I target. So people like you, Josie.
Yeah. So what have you in, like, I like that you said when you target everybody, you know, you don't target anybody because everybody has, you know, different tastes and styles. So now in terms of getting your bags into the actual, like, store and the designs, do you do your own designs or do you have help? How does that work?
I do all of my own designs. So I sketch it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do all of my own designs and, you know, I sketch it out. And that's also something that was kind of a learning curve for me because, you know, looking somebody that wasn't, I didn't go to school for design, you know, my mom did, but I didn't. So with me, I just thought, okay, I've sketched a bag how I want it to be. I just send it to a manufacturer and they make it, right? But it wasn't like that. It was, they asked me what, you know, buttons to use, what kind of metal do I want it to have, what kind of lining, what kind of fillers, and all these things I had to kind of learn as time goes on. But, you know, everything is a learning curve, but I do design all the handbags that you see.
Wow, amazing. Now, in terms of manufacturers, because that's something that everybody talks about, you know, should we produce in America? Sometimes it could be more expensive. Go abroad, China or wherever. Like, how did you go about finding the right manufacturer, and where are your products currently produced?
Okay. So as far as the manufacturer, it took pretty much asking everybody that I knew in fashion or just people that I knew in general, do you know somebody that produces handbags? Do you know somebody that manufactures handbags? And it took us a while, but we were able to find an awesome, awesome manufacturer. We get our handbags manufactured in Hong Kong, so that's where they're produced. We use genuine leather for everything that we do, and they're produced so that I can still give my clients that price point for the quality and craftsmanship of the bag that they're getting. So it did take a while, and I think it's going to trade shows and trying to talk to people over there, see if, you know, they know any manufacturers. Since they're selling these handbags or clothes or whatever it is, they might know people that manufacture these things. Or even places like where you buy fabric or things like that, talking to them, do they know any manufacturers? So I think those would be a great way of finding a source. And then also looking online, but also doing your research.
I love it. Now, Hong Kong, you know, someone might say, okay, you're this young lady, your wife or mother, this woman, like, did you go to Hong Kong? Have you ever been to Hong Kong? Or was it just based on your conversations online? How did you narrow in and say, okay, I want Hong Kong?
Okay, so it was based on trial and error with several manufacturers. So it wasn't just one. It was making several samples, and then we started actually producing with some manufacturers that ended up not working for us until we found the right one. And luckily, I have a friend that actually lives in Hong Kong, so she was able to help me a lot with finding a manufacturer there.
Wow, that is amazing. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We are chatting live with Alexandra Ali, and we are really, really excited as she's keeping it real and sharing information that is, you know, really, really good and it's going to help your business grow. So now, and again, please go and check out her website, fwstyle.com. Now, Alexandra, let's talk about how you came up with your name of your business, because a lot of people struggle with that. And then maybe tell our listeners what is the price point of your products, you know, so that they can know and, you know, hopefully buy.
We came up with our name. So my husband's name is Fred. And my Nigerian name, as I said, I'm Nigerian. My Nigerian name is Wumi. So me and my husband, when we first met, we were all about getting ready and dressing up. And that's our thing. We like dressing up. So, you know, people would say, oh, yeah, that's F&W. And, you know, it didn't mean anything at the time. But as we started our business, it was kind of like a natural product. You know, it just progressed into that, and we're just like F&W. So that's what we named it, and it was kind of catchy. So we put F&W Style. So that's how we came up with the name of our company.
Oh, I love it.
And then you asked another
it.
Question, but I forgot what you
point,
asked.
The price point. Tell our listeners price point of your product.
Okay, yes. Our price point is from $140 to $325 is the highest bag that we have.
Oh, that's really, you know, that's not bad. You know,
no.
Again, your target audience, it's really not, because if you think about, you know, the Gucci and the Versace, I mean, you're paid over $1,500, $2,000 for this bag, you know, and your bag
is
good quality and look good. It's a beautiful price point. Yeah. Did you
want to
add something to that?
Yes. You know, that's what we do. Our, you know, our handbags, we make sure that they're well-crafted quality. We want you to have a bag that's going to last for a lifetime and, you know, something that you'd be proud to show. Our bags are colorful, bright, well-crafted, and for the price that we charge, we make sure that it is still affordable so everybody can feel luxurious, you know, and feel like they have that luxury handbag.
Exactly. Now, I know a lot of my moms and wives are like, oh, my God, she works with her husband. How do you balance that? Because I've worked on some projects with my husband, and I'm like, OMG. So how do you balance that, like working with your husband and owning a business with him? Like, is he very involved in any of the designs? But how does that work out?
Okay, so the way it works is we have defined roles. So I'm in charge of the design. Yes, defined roles. I'm in charge of the design. I'm in charge of kind of sales and marketing of the company. He's in charge of a lot of the technological aspect of the company and the finance of the company. So we have defined roles, and I think that that's what makes it work. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll ask him about designs, and sometimes if he has some input about certain things, he'll let me know. So, you know, we have defined roles, and we help each other out, but we know who has the ultimate say in, you know, whatever parts of the business we're working on.
Wow, I love it, love it. We are chatting live with Alexandra Ali, and she's going to be speaking at our 6th Theater Aspire conference in Atlanta. And, you know, her bags are amazing, so check out fnwstyle.com. Now, in terms of getting into, you know, whether it's the Ritz-Carlton or Chateau Elan, which are very, if you live in Atlanta, these are very, very nice, luxurious places. Could you share with our listeners, like, how did you get into those stores, and maybe any advice that you learned along the way about getting a product
because it could be a bag, it could be a hair, any product in, you know, a store.
Okay. So I got into those stores mainly because I asked. You know, a lot of people, I think we get scared and we kind of feel that, oh, we can't get into that or we can't do this. I feel like if you kind of just, you know, if you know what that whatever it is you're providing is the right fit for a certain store, then go out there and ask and see if it's something that they would do. So what I did was I just found an opening and found the benefit of them carrying our line in their store, and told them why I felt like it would be successful in that store. And they happened to see that too. And that's how we got started in those stores. It's pretty much by calling and getting an appointment and showing them the benefits of our handbags being in those stores and why we feel like it's it feels whatever void that they might be having. Because a lot of these stores have the higher end, you know, handbags or sunglasses or whatever they sell. But I was able to let them know, hey, I'm a Southern designer. I'm, you know, right here in the South. You know, we provide these luxury, beautiful bags, and it's at a price point where you guys could sell more of. And that's kind of how we targeted them and the approach we took with them. And, you know, now they carry our bags in their store.
So your bags are in over 40 stores. That is commendable. I wish we had an applause button. That is so commendable. That is really, really good. Now, you know, somebody might say, okay, she started as a model, and now she's bags. Are you going to ever go back? Because I know you're building like a fashion empire. Are you going to stick with bags, or are you going to try and expand into, you know, the model, the clothes and other stuff in the fashion business?
That's the goal later on down the road, is just continue to expand and, you know, get into shoes and then clothes and things like that. So that's the goal. Right now we are really focused on, you know, our brand and the handbags and getting them into more stores, getting them into big box stores. So that's really, you know, our focus right now. But, yes, later on down the road, we'd love to expand into different other, you know, categories.
I love it. I love it. We have to take a 30-second break just to pay some bills. We'll be right back. We're chatting with Alexandra Lee, CEO, designer, and WStyle Handbag.
Medical supplies.
We'll be right back.
Where do you get yours? MDSupplies.com is a medical supplier that cuts out the middleman and gets you great prices and fast delivery. At MDSupplies.com, get the same low prices as the large buyers. Doctors are using MDSupplies.com too. No contracts, commitments, or minimum orders. And free shipping on nearly 10,000 products. Call now and see how much you'll save. 800-637-2080. MDSupplies.com.
All right, we are back. We are back with Alexandra Lee. She is the designer, co-founder of FNWStyle.com, which is luxurious handbags. And they're made with Italian leather, and they are really, really great. And she's going to be speaking at our sixth conference, Dare to Inspire. Now, Alexander, we have about 11, I told you this show like flies. We have about 11 minutes, and so I definitely want to get in, you know, our last couple of questions. Now, in terms of, you are a wife, a mother, a business owner. A lot of people want to ask you, how do you balance it all? Or if you have any tips for other mompreneurs in terms of just balancing everything, can you share anything that you've learned along the way in terms of balance?
Yes, I've had to, and you know, it's a daily struggle, especially with us moms that also own a business and all that. It is a daily struggle and things you have to kind of prioritize. But I think for me, what has really helped is keeping a schedule. I have a book that's my planner, and I really do plan every day out. I have 2 days a week where I don't come to the studio. It's my time to be at home. It's my time to just, you know, be with the kids and be with my husband and do whatever it is that we need to do. So whenever I'm here at the studio or I'm at work or somewhere, I'm focused on that and I'm doing that. And then when I'm at home, I try to unplug and just really focus on them. You know, so I think for us entrepreneurs, that's the thing, we get kind of guilty because it's like we have so much work to do and we have emails coming in and it almost seems like we're not spending enough time with our family. But I think if you really just every day make it a conscious effort where when you get home, you unplug and you spend those few hours with your family, and then you can jump back on it at night, which is what I do, and then, you know, proceed from there. But that's kind of how I try to do it, is schedule my every day so I know exactly what it is I'm to be doing. And it also helps me if I veer off that schedule, it helps me to have something to go back to and say, oh, yeah, this is what I was supposed to be doing, you know? So that's kind of how I deal with that.
I think that's great advice. I think that's because you always have that guilty feeling when you're a mom or, you know, you have so many competing priorities. So that is a really, really great advice. Now, what have been some of your toughest challenges, you know, starting this line, getting it in stores, you know, marketing? Like, what are some of your toughest challenges in creating your own luxurious handbag line?
Some of my toughest challenges, I would say one was manufacturing, is, you know, finding the right manufacturer. That took us a while, and it did take us spending some money that I feel like, you know, we shouldn't have spent because we were new and didn't really understand everything at the time. And we've been in business now for 6 years. But, yeah, I think manufacturing was a really tough hurdle to get over. And thank God we got over that and love our manufacturer now. So that was one. And another one was and still is getting in some stores or getting in big box stores, because sometimes it seems like, you know, some stores, if they don't know your brand or things like that, they don't want to kind of give you the chance to get in. But, you know, it's just a daily thing that we work on every single day. And we also, you know, try to, what's really helped with that is knowing that nothing's personal. So if they say no, it's not that they're saying no to me or to the designs. It might be that they don't have the funding at the time. It might be like that it's not right for their store, whatever it is. So those have been challenges, but, you know, it's something that we're overcoming, you know, every day, you know.
I love it. I love your honesty. That's why I tell all the people that listen, either now or later it's recorded, get a pen and paper, because you're very honest. Those are two challenges that I'm sure a lot of women and men entrepreneurs face, you know, and the name. Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of weeks ago, the Nordstrom store had announced they were going to carry this line, and everybody was so mad. It was a Kardashian. Everybody was mad. Like, you know, they didn't work hard. And there was over 30,000 comments that were like, why don't you get a designer that has worked hard and maybe nobody knows but has put in the work and not just put somebody that has the name. And so there were a lot of comments. And I just thought about that when you said, you know, somebody not giving a chance. So, that's really, really good.
But, you know, I've noticed that if you keep pushing, everything is like a drop. The way I see it is like a drop in a bucket. So if you keep calling the same people, if you keep, you know, targeting, you know, the right people, not the whole company, not the whole Nordstrom, but the person that's actually in charge of it, you keep being on their radar. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. But at some point, they'll remember you because they keep seeing that email coming in and they're like, you know what, let me talk to this girl. You know what I mean? you know, that's how we've been able to get into some of our stores, because sometimes you're not on their radar and they're not even thinking past, you know, they're feeling like, you know, I don't know her or whatever. But when you keep doing it over and over again without being annoying, of course, but at some point they'll think, you know what, let me even just hear what she has to say. You know, so
great advice. You're right. Great advice. Because I'm thinking about, you're right. That the consistency and the discipline to continue to keep knocking down the doors, That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, what about international or things that you have in the pipeline for your company? Are you thinking of in terms of expansion? Can you share anything that you're thinking about?
Right now, the big thing that we're working on is we do sell internationally. I guess I'll say that part. We sell internationally. A lot of our clients, we sell to Nigeria. We sell to a lot of clients in London. But these are just individual. Yeah, just individual clients, not, you know, like a store or anything like that. But our goal really is to start getting into big box stores. We feel at this point we've learned a lot. We have a lot of boutiques that have carried our line, and we kind of know what it takes to be in a big box store. So that's kind of our goal, you know, going forward. We're still going to be going into boutiques and things like that, but we really do want to target big box stores. That's our next big thing that we're, you know, pushing for.
Now, when you say big box stores, give me some names that, like, I would love for F&W Style to be in X. Like, give me some names of stores.
Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Saks, Neiman Marcus, places like that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Nordstrom's.
Yes, Nordstrom's, exactly. Places like that.
Okay. Okay. Great. I think that's great. Hey, who knows? You might definitely, I know your bags are of the same quality as, because I shop in those stores, so I know your bags are definitely in the same level of quality as, it's just a matter of time. I love it.
Yeah.
So. Now, you mentioned a studio. Tell us about your studio, and can people actually come and see your bags being created or your designs? You have a studio in Atlanta?
Yes, I do have a studio in Atlanta. It's in Chamblee Tucker. It's mostly we work out of the studio, but from time to time people would like to come in and view the bags in person instead of just buying online. It's by appointment. So our information is on our website. It's fwstyle.com, and they can call us to make an appointment to come in and see the bags in person. That's what we do. I do share my studio with my mom. My mom still designs ready-made contemporary clothing with African fabric. So we share a studio together, and it's in Chamblee Tucker in Atlanta. Or they can just visit our website at fwstyle.com.
I love it. And as we end, we have 2 minutes left. You've been so great. I've learned so much. Can you chat about, because it's important for people to know that your company not only makes money but gives back. Can you maybe share one philanthropy or effort that you do and your company does?
Yes, we have a Purse for Philanthropy program, and it's on our website. And what we do is if somebody puts the code for the charities that we're partnered with, we will give them a percentage of the sales that we make. So we do that on our website. We're also part of Wine, Women, and Shoes organization. We're a vendor for them, and we do different events that benefit charities like the EAMC or the Boys and Girls Club, and we give 20% of sales with that. To the charities and things like that, too. So we're very philanthropic, and it's something that's really important to my business, you know, giving back.
I love it. And that's important for people who are listening out there to know that you are giving back. That's very, very important. And we love it. F&W Style. Oh, my God. We have like one left. But, Alexandra, thank you so much for coming on to our show. Please tell listeners how they can reach you and how they can get in touch with you again, please.
Yes, thank you for having me. Do visit our website, fwstyle.com. Visit us on Instagram. We love Instagram, at fwstyle, and also on Facebook, fwstyle.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and have a fabulous day.
Sophie.
Thank you.
You too.
Awesome. Bye. I'm so excited as we wrap up the show. Thank you so much. Next week, we're going to have another guest, so make sure you connect and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, MGN Radio. And again, have a fabulous day, and remember to dream big, and don't forget to register for Dare to Aspire Conference. Use the code SMALLBIZEARLY and save $50 on tickets. We're going to have an amazing lineup. Vendor boosts are on sale, and we thank all our sponsors. Follow us on Instagram at dare to aspire. And thank you, and God bless. Bye.